USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fighting in the Middle East continues. Once again, Hamas is launching rockets towards Israel. They've returned with air fire on the Gaza Strip. The Associated Press said their headquarters were destroyed during an Israeli airstrike on a building after people were told to evacuate. Palestinian authorities say over 130 people have died. Mediation efforts are underway. The U.S. envoy is now on the ground meeting with Palestinians and Israelis separately. Egypt is also working to de-escalate the intense fighting. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the loss of life was tragic and horrific to watch. She also said President Biden supports Israel's right to defend itself. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A Florida congressman may have paid over a dozen women for sexual favors. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
The DailyBeast.com reporting Friday that former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg will tell federal investigators that Congressman Matt Gaetz paid over 15 women for sex. Sources tell the website that one of those women later got a no-show government job funded by Seminole County taxpayers. Also, one person tells the Daily Beast they saw Gaetz snort cocaine at a hotel in Orlando in 2019. Greenberg expected to plead guilty Monday to federal charges and cooperate with an investigation into Gaetz. Gaetz has not been charged with a crime, and he denies paying women for sex. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The situation in Japan is getting worse. They now have expanded the coronavirus state of emergency that's in Tokyo. It's now in 9 other areas as well. It's only 2 months away from the beginning of the Tokyo Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Tiger King's Joe Exotic has revealed he has prostate cancer. The former zoo owner took to Twitter on Friday to share his cancer diagnosis and once again pleaded for a pardon from President Biden in the wake of his illness. Exotic, who is 58, was convicted on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and 2 counts of attempted murder for hire in his plot to kill nemesis and big cat rescue owner Carol Baskin in 2019. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison. In his social media post, he said his PSA count came back very high for prostate cancer. He said, "My body is tired. I have lost a tremendous amount of weight, and the mouth sores are out of control. I throw up now more than I eat." He added that he didn't want anyone's pity, but was instead hoping for a pardon from President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the Attorney General. He accused the police and the Department of Justice of corruption. He wrote on Twitter, "Make this right and sign that pardon that Trump left behind so I can go home and get proper medical care and proper food." Some new artists are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In the performers category, Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, Todd Rundgren.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.